Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for your presence and your provision. Thank you, Lord, that you are there to show yourself strong on behalf of your great love in these days, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, family. The readings is Psalm 109, and it's from verse 26 to 28.
You have to help me, O Lord God. My true hero, come to my rescue and save me, for you are loving and kind. Then everyone will know that you have won my victory, and they will all say to the Lord, you have finished it. So let them curse me if they want, but I know you will bless me. All their efforts to destroy me will fail, but I will succeed and be glad.
Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful, eh? We look to the Lord, we trust in the Lord, and the Lord comes through. It's so beautiful just to remember that he became poor. He became all the things that came through the fall. Jesus partook of that. He partook of sin so we can become the righteousness of God. He partook of sin so that we can be reconciled and be his fragrance, his beauty, his children, his sons and daughters in the earth. So, guys, it's about keeping faith, keeping this picture of this good God that sits in heaven and his eyes are looking to and fro to see whose hearts are strong so that he can show himself strong towards them. And especially in these days, it's those that know their God will do mighty exploits. So it's about keeping faith. By faith we believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And please just take the time just to listen to that beautiful song that Tudy sent us. What's the words in us, really?
My God is bigger than the giants I face.
Hallelujah. Our God is almighty. And it's all they stepping stones. Whatever is put before us is stepping stones. We need to see a big God, trust in the, look to the big God, call on the big God, and he is there. That's his job description, to come forth in the midst of whatever we face. Amen. So be strengthened, guys. Keep your faith. That's why we can't just have faith every time it seems like a spare we have with the Lord is a spare wheel. We need to be constantly in tune, constantly talking to the Lord, constantly be open to his leadings, and we need to walk in that all the time, and that's where he will make our way straight. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for reminding us, and I'm praying that you will give us the desire and the power to first seek your kingdom, and everything else will follow. And we want to surrender again today. All, we want to surrender all to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.